Hey y'all, so let's talk. I know a lot of you have made mention about the episodes being a little short. I know. So when I started making these, it was my way of getting out my thoughts. It was a way for me to vent, a way for me to release, and I wasn't really focused on who it would reach or who it may impact. I just knew that I needed to get it out at that moment and just be as authentic as I possibly could. But I am most thankful that my episodes have been able to reach an audience and that you're able to relate and feel something from it. And I want to thank you sincerely for all your support and just even listening to little old me. Today, I wanted to talk about something that weighed heavy on me the other day. For those that don't know, I'm in school to get my second master's in clinical mental health counseling, and right now I'm in my practicum. So, for my practicum, I serve as a counselor in training with at-risk youth. Man, the stories that you hear and the things that they've had to endure, some of the things that they've had to make it through, their resiliency, it all tugs at my heartstring, just as a human being, period. But particularly the other day is when it really weighed heavy on me. My supervisor said, for so many of us, and especially the kids that we talk to, when situations happen or they may get into a disagreement with someone else, or even for ourselves, we typically ask the question, what is wrong with them? We don't realize that those other kids or just people in general have experienced some life-altering experiences as well. And instead of us asking, what is wrong with you, maybe we should be asking, what happened to you? She pointed out this book by Bruce Perry called What Happened to You. That is the question we should be asking ourselves. That is the question that we should be asking others. We have all been through some shit. That trauma, or it doesn't even have to be trauma. It can just be an overly stressful, sensitive situation that caused our stress response to be sensitized or a little more sensitive than others that make up for why we do the things that we do and why we are the way that we are and who we are. Have you ever just sat down and thought about when it all changed? Have you ever been curious and just felt the need to talk to someone so that they can kind of help you through it? Because at some point, things change for us. When we're young, we still have a developing brain. This is why you hear people say a lot of the time that you have to watch what you say around kids, or you have to watch what you do around them, because at that time it is very, very critical. At that time, their brains are still developing, and at that time, they're making sense of the world around them. At that point, they only know how to act and feel. They haven't developed the ability to be able to think and put it into language or to be able to express themselves verbally. I read this book the other day, or not the other day, I read this book, a boy who was raised as a dog, and there was a little girl whose mom was killed in front of her. Before the killer came in, they rung the doorbell. Because she's so young, the way that she made sense of the doorbell after experiencing something so traumatic was that this was dangerous. If she hears a doorbell, that means for her, danger is near. Now, for the rest of us, not knowing that, and maybe us seeing her react, we may initially think, what is wrong with her? The way we have made sense of a doorbell is totally different than hers. So instead of asking what is wrong with you, we should ask what happened to you. The doorbell for her is a trigger. That's what she heard before her mother was killed in front of her. And I'm saying all of that to say, as we go through life, let's try to change that question up and try to truly understand people. Let's take some time and do that work for ourselves. A lot of us, we don't like to think about it. We like to push it to the back of our minds, like one of my clients, right? He says, oh, I'm fine, I'm okay, I got it. And that's a lot of our narrative, right? I'm fine, I'm okay, it doesn't bother me, it doesn't affect me, I've gotten through it, I don't think about it. But then, like him, he goes and steals money impulsively, and then he doesn't initially remember that he did it, meaning that he dissociated. And when you dissociate, a lot of time that comes from trauma. His trauma was him having to steal food for him, for his siblings when he was younger so that they could eat. We don't think that the trauma would ever come out, because it's not in the forefront of our minds, right? Like, we're not actively thinking about it. But it comes out unconsciously. At some point in your life, that trauma that you don't want to deal with comes out at some point. And it doesn't always come out in the best way. We don't want to work through nothing. We walk around carrying all of this pain and trauma. Aren't you fucking tired? Aren't you tired of saying I'm okay and thinking save me? What happened to you? I want all of us to be healthier mentally. And I know that takes inside work. And I know that it's ugly. I know that it's painful. But if you want to be healthier, if you want healthier relationships, if you want a healthier life, if you want peace, you have to go through it to get through it. And to say it doesn't bother you, to say that you don't think about it and that makes you okay. It comes out at some point. It comes out in your actions. It comes out in these toxic relationships that we keep going into. It comes out in these generational cycles that we keep passing on to our kids. It is going to take for you to do some inside work. Are you going to take the time to do that inside work? Are you going to think twice before asking someone or thinking what is wrong with you and replace that with what happened to you?